All right, Kevin, so it's really been awesome. It's been an awesome summer. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple questions. And then we're going to try to come out with that major you sowed. And this is our last year. It's the end of camp already. It's crazy. It really flew by. And, you know, we're all leaving. Some of us Sunday, some of us Monday. And we have Parshas Nachamu, Parshas Veschanan. And we also have to, you know, talk about when we're going back to America. You know, a lot of us were here, this is our second year, but we know there's a lot of challenges for everyone. Everyone has different challenges in life, and hopefully we're going to talk about that also. Question one, the Gemara Nidon Daf Lamed, famous Gemara. The Gemara says that when the Uber is inside the mother's womb, we all know this famous Gemara, it's learning Kol HaTorah Kulo. And the Rishonim actually talk about it. it's not just boys, it's also girls. And that's why when the baby comes out, it loses Kol HaTorah Kulo. And that, right, as we all know, we have this little thing on the lip thing. And that's why at Shalom Zocher, you have Arbis, because obviously it's a big simcha that you have a baby boy. What's up, baby boy? After six girls, I got my first baby boy. Mazel tov. He's a year and a half, big boy, big boy, don't mess with him. So he's named after my grandfather, Chaim Zev. He's not a rav yet, he's one and a half, but Chaim Zev. My grandfather's a bomzer. My cousin works here also, Shragi Bomzer. So we do a Shalom Zocher. And we have the Arbis. Now, Chaim Kanievsky, what's that?
Why don't we have a Shalom Zoch for the girls?
Good, it's a good Shaila. Shalom Bas, they have. Do we show them talk about it? Good Kasha. We'll talk about it later. Okay, here we go. So now, comes Lord Chaim Kanievsky and he asks, Gervaldi Kasha? We believe all Chazals, it's not just Bubamises, we really believe that the baby is learning Kol HaTorah Kulo in the mother's womb. Ask Chaim Kanievsky, and say Chaim, a lot of Chaims out there. Chaim Shulevitz, Chaim Brisker, Chaim Kanievsky. So Chaim Kanievsky asks, how come whenever you see a pregnant lady, how come you don't stand up for the pregnant lady? She's, you guys are laughing, it's a kasha, it's a good kasha. Obviously you can't kiss the, you know, it's not like, no, I can say the Torah. Don't, you'll get thrown in jail. Don't do that. Do not do that. That's not the kasha. But the kasha is that if you go on a bus, you should get up for a lady anyways that's pregnant, but maybe there should be a halacha that since the baby represents and is really learning Kol HaTorah Kulo, maybe you should get up. That's the kasha of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Question one. Question two. The beginning of Parshas Veschanan, it says, Veschanan El Hashem Be'esahi Le'mor. So we know that all Moshe Rabbeinu wanted was to get into Eretz Yisrael. And the famous Medrash tells us that Veschanan is Gematria 515. Moshe Rabbeinu kept on davening, let me in, let me in. And the Medrash says that, no way. Sorry, Hashem says, stop asking. It's a strange Medrash. Stop asking, because if you ask, then I'm going to have to let you in. Like, well, go for it, you know what I'm saying? But stop asking. Veschanan El Hashem. Rav Schechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, the Shemer of Soloveitchik, he asks a very interesting question. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael, and he really wants to get into Eretz Yisrael, and he wasn't able to get into it. And we know we have the whole Maisa Mein Meriva, Machlokes Rishayim, what was the sin? The Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban. Very nice, Rebbe. You could just quote up different people, but I know what they say also. I know you're trying to question me. Don't question. But what would you say? The it?
Dates.
When were they born?
Oh, I don't have written that. Okay, we'll talk about it later. Okay, goodbye. So now, no questions. Remember, no questions. So now, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. Give a shout out to my uncle. He wrote me a nice email about we don't fully understand it. Uncle G, what's up? So, see, he wrote me that email. So, Uncle G, give all the git. So, when Soloveitchik asks, I don't get it. In Parsha Kisisa, we see that Klal Yisrael messed up with the Chet HaEgel. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and then we have the Yud Gimel Midos, and there was a kapora. So ask the Soloveitchik, I don't get it. But it's Chanan El Hashem. All Moshe Rabbeinu wanted was to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem said, stop asking. And he wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. But for Chetah Egel, there was a kapara, and Klal Yisrael was okay. What's the difference? Question two. Question three. We know in Parshas Veschanon, we read about the Aseres Hadibros, Gevaldik. Now the Rishonim, they divide up the Aseres Hadibros in different ways. We're always told, which we, it's actually a Rambam found in his Hakdama, to Parash Mishnayis and to Peah, he says that it's broken up into Ben Adam LeMakom and Adam LeChavero. Great. Comes along in the Iri, in his Akdama to Shas, Gevaldik. I think they actually have a translation in the Iri. One of the only Rishonim, they have a full translation in English of the Meiri, and the Meiri says that the way the Aseres Hadibros is broken up is 1-6, meaning Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, believe in Hashem, and 6 is Lo Tirtzach. There's a correlation between 1 and 6, 2 and 7. If you don't know the rest of them, the Aseres, you got to learn them. You know, you don't know Aseres Hadibros, you got to know. So I'm not gonna. Oh, I can go a little further. Shabbos was 4-9. Lo Sanavrecha Eid Shaker. You know, you could do the whole thing. He gets very, what did he say?
Why?
That one? That's an easy one.
No, why are they believe all of them?
He goes through the correlation. We can have a whole shiur just on this, which we're not going to. But Anochi Elosirsa, believe in Hashem, and you can't kill someone. Selam Elokim, we spoke about Shalom, don't kill anyone. That when you kill someone, you are denying Selam Elokim. You're also killing someone. It's not good to kill anyone, don't kill anyone. But you're also denying Selam Elokim. Okay. Ibn Ezra goes a little different, and Ibn Ezra says, no, you can do it a little differently. You can break it up, machshava, thoughts, dibor, speaking, and maisa. In the first five, anochi lo yelecha is machshava. The dibor is lo sisa, don't say Hashem's name in vain. Shabbos and kibbutz avim is maisa. And he says in the next five is the opposite. You have maisa, lo tirtzach, don't kill, lo sinach, don't commit adultery, lo signov, don't steal. Right? And then the last nine is dibor, don't be a false aid. And the last one, lo sakbon, is machshava, don't covet, don't be jealous. Now, just an interesting question, which we all know. The famous question is that if you go like the Rambam, then it's broken up between ben adam lemakom and ben adam lechavero. So why is the fifth one, kaberes avicha v'yasinecha? Why is that number five? And we know the Ramban writes in Chumash, quoting Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lamid, Lower Lamid Aleph, famous Gemara, so I really shouldn't mess up. But I think it's Daf Lamid. If I'm wrong, it's Lamid Aleph. That there are Shlosha Shutvin Be'olam. There are three partners, man, woman, and Hashem. There's another answer. I think there's I think there's also a deep answer to this question. So let's just review. Again, there's a lot of questions. Sometimes in the middle of the Yisod, I throw in more questions. I get a little sneaky. Yeah? But let's just get these questions clear, because clarity is the name of the game. As you all know, if you have clarity and you walk out with sugyot, it's awesome. If you don't walk out with clarity, it's not. All these big Rosh Hashivas that we're zoichet to have in NCSY Kolo, they're tremendous masmidim, tremendous talmid chachamim, but their clarity is she'ein kamohu. So we know you've all been zeicha to hear Sobolovsky shir, right? The clarity is she'ein kamohu. Clarity is she'ein kamohu. Retorsky's clarity is she'ein kamohu. I don't want to leave the name of the game. If you want to be a Talmud Chacham, is clarity. So let's get these three questions. Question one is what? Gemara
Nida.
Good.
Question two.
Question two, whenever you just quote at somebody else, why Rav Shech, Rav Savitchik, quote Rav Savitchik, what's the difference between Chetah Egel and Moshe Rabbeinu not going to Eretz Yisrael? And question three, is the Aseret HaDibros broken up different ways? We've shown him, is there a deeper thing with what's going on with that one? Kavod es avicha v'yasimecha, why is it in Ben Adam l'makom? So now, we're all going back to America soon, and we had a very productive summer. And we really accomplished a lot. And I think that we spoke about this actually in the first year a little, that we're all inspired. We all did great. And we're a little nervous to go back to America. We're nervous maybe what people are going to think of us. And really, inspiration is not where the growth is. And a person needs to review this all the time. Because inspiration is where a person sees himself. That's not the point of growth. Inspiration is where you see yourself. So where is the point of growth? The point of growth is when you're pushing through. When things are hard and things are not going as you want, you're not learning well, you're not being involved in what you want to be involved with, and a lot of times we beat ourselves up. A lot of times we look around the room and we say, hey, that guy is such a Talmud Chacham, that guy is steiging, who am I? I'm nothing. And we beat ourselves up. I think this is one of the biggest problems in our generation, is that we don't see our success. We give respect to others, but we don't give respect to ourselves. And we need to be proud of our accomplishments. Definitely in this generation, the more you're proud of your accomplishments, the more you're going to want to do. The more you beat yourself up and say, wow, look how much I haven't done. It's not healthy, and it's not, obviously there's always more to do, but you need to be proud of yourself. You know, there was once a guy, I was a little older than him, and he was known as the Bucky and Shas. He knew Shas Balpe. So I'm like, yeah, come on, this guy's a jokester, you know what I'm saying? He has his phone underneath and like doing like, oh, that off. I wanted to test him. I wanted to test to really see if he's holding. He's like, yeah, you can ask me anything. I'll tell you what's on that daf. I'm like, yeah, let's see. I'm like, Zvachim Yud Gimel. He starts telling me the sugya. He didn't know about Peh, you know, he's not the guy who'll do it. But he started telling me what sugya's on. I'm like, whoa, what in the world? He got lucky. I tried again, another one. And he got it right again. So you know, I started feeling, I wouldn't say bad about myself. You know, the Gemara tells us in Basar, I think of Aleph, that Kinnis Seifrim Tai B'Chochma, you can't really be jealous, but for being jealous of someone's, you know, knowledge of Torah, you could be jealous. Oh, maybe that's why I was jealous. I give myself the benefit of the doubt. But then I started to think to myself, you know, this guy, again, I'm not Hashem, although we think we're Hashem sometimes, that this guy, his Mechayim is so much greater. Maybe my Mechayim is to finish Shas, maybe know it okay. His Mechayim, he should be knowing Shas. Rishonim, Achronim, look at his grass. And what we do is we look around. We look at that guy, and we look at, first of all, no one knows anyone else's struggles. Everyone has different struggles, everyone is a different person. I think we need to believe in ourselves, because growth is within myself. How can I be greater? Not my friend, not even my chavrusa. How can I be greater? I think that's step one. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to start little things. When you go back to America, you have to set up chavrusas. Put yourself in the right environment. So we're going to answer up one of the questions. It says about Soloveitchik, you know what the difference is between Moshe Rabbeinu not being allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael being forgiven? Tzibur. When there's a tzibur, and there's a tzibur together, then that's greater. There's a greater kayach. That's what we're all about. Klal Yisrael is about the tzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rav, was B'toras Yachid. He wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael for himself. He wanted the Kedusha, he wanted the mitzvahs. He wanted, but he wanted for himself. That's why he wasn't answered. I think step one is that we have to show ourselves that we're part of a Gevaldik Tzibur. We can't, you know, can't be one of those guys, I'm going to learn at home. It doesn't happen. Some guys, you know, are better than others. But you can't just, you know, sit in your house and say, okay, I'm going to learn at home. And then you got your computer and your thing, and then you're not learning. You got to put yourself towards a Tzibur. You got to put yourself towards an amazing group. That's what's here. That's what NCSY Kol is all about. Is that you have guys that are steiging, you have madrichim, you have rabbeim. It's all about the tzibur. It's all about, but you have to do that. If you're just going to try to do it b'toras yachid, it's not as powerful. You have to get yourself to a base medrash. Get yourself a chavrusa, a set time. That this is what I'm doing, okay? I have school, I have different things. I have a hockey practice or basketball, whatever you got. You got to make sure that Torah is definitely part of your life. That's step one when we go back to America. Okay, but just don't just say, oh, I'm going to learn at home. I'll take out a safer. You know, I'll take it easy. No. Growth, again, is when things are hard and you're not feeling it. You don't base it on your own feeling. but you still go for it. That's what growth is. That's what real growth is. And I think that's the answer to question number one. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you know why we don't stand up for the Uber? Because life's not about life. That's Thanksgiving Kol HaTorah Kulo. You have to know why Hashem's doing that, maybe the connection, that we all have an innate connection to Torah and the Ribono Shel Olam. But you know what the tachlis is to work hard, and it's not easy. The more sweat, the more you put into it. I remember when I was in high school, I used to work out a lot. I don't look like it, but I used to work out a lot. Whatever. Yeah? And I remember I had a workout buddy. He used to always go to the gym. Right, I used to bench, whatever, I would show off. You guys, okay, I heard a little laughing, okay, so that's nice. No, not 5,000, maybe like 105, no, I don't remember at all. But I remember once being in the gym, and, you know, I was doing this thing called the triceps. Right, you guys know what I'm talking about, triceps? And this big, ripped Russian guy is like looking at me, I'm like, everything okay? So he's like, dude, I'm like, okay, yeah, like you're ripped, you got like, you know, the whole thing, and I don't, so I'm going to listen to you. And he's like, what you're doing is you're just waving, you're waving your arm. I'm like, what do you mean I'm waving my arm? I'm doing triceps. He's like, no, you're going like this. He's like, no. You have to move your arm, I don't know if I'm doing it now right, it's been a long time. You got to move your arm in a way that you're stretching the muscle. So I remember he's like, try it. I remember after the third time doing it, I started screaming. And he looks at me and he says, see, that's how you know if you're growing. Because if it's hard and you're working through it, and it's painful, but that's how you build the muscle. That's how you build the resilience. And that's with life also. And we all have struggles. Everyone has different struggles. You got to obviously find yourself a Rebbe, someone that you can talk to, that you can trust. Find yourself a chevra. You know, we know that we all have phones. And, you know, back in the day, I remember this story. Talmud once called me up. And he said, Rebbe, you can't even imagine what I just went through. I went home. It was a long time ago. It was before, like, the phone started, but it wasn't like everyone had a phone. And he's like, I went home. And back in the day, there was something called pay-per-view. You had to pay for things. He said, I went home, and my parents forgot to tell me that they got this TV with all these channels. And guess what? In some of these channels, whatever, don't think about it. There's not such good things on those channels. And I remember I was home, no one was home, and it was just me. And, you know, steiging at home, obviously. And then the Yetzer Hara came and said, oh, let's just open the TV. Let's see what I can find. And trust me, you can find a lot. Trust me, you can find a lot on the internet. You guys know better than me, right? And he said, it was Parshas Veschanim. And he told me, this is a stark guy. This guy was, you know, maybe a little T4, this guy, you know what I'm saying? Right? But this guy was steiging a good, you know, he was probably telling people he was steiging 15 hours. Right? When I say 15, probably like 15 minutes. He was going stark. Probably he was really learning like 10, you know what I'm saying? One of those guys. So he was steiging. And now he had a Nisayon in front of him. And he said it was Parshas Veschanim. And all he was doing was he was just going through the Aseres HaDibros. And the Taiva was coming to him. And usually you don't win. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter. And you have a Taiva like that, it's so easy, no one's around. I don't care who you are. And somehow, with a nace from the Ribono Shel Olam, he just kept on chazering, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha. And he was able to fight against his Taiva. And it was tremendous. And I said, listen, that's amazing. And that's an amazing, see, I'm telling this story. It was a long time ago already. And that's a great, can't put yourself in these sight. And I said to him, I don't know how you're going to do it. And I know it's difficult. How are you going to tell your parents? Like, how are you going to tell your parents that I can't have this? This is a struggle for me. I don't know. You have to work it out. Like, I always have guys. Like, I'm going, there's no filter on my computer. And so am I going to tell my parents I need a filter? I'm going to say, they're going to know that I'm watching things I shouldn't. But I had one guy, an NCSY Colo. I always ask the guy, should I talk about things? And he's like, no, we're above that. And then I was talking to some of the other guys that are like, that guy's above that. He might be steiging. I don't want to tell you what he's doing at night. You know what I'm saying? So you guys don't like that joke. Okay, fine. But it's okay. So that guy needed that joke. That's why he didn't want it. So you can't put yourself in the Nisayon. If you're going to be near unfiltered Svara, I love this Svara. If I put a filter on, people are going to think I'm that guy. I'm like, are you a moron? Like, are you the stupidest person in the world? Like, okay, let me. I don't want other people to think that I look at that stuff, even though I am looking at that stuff. So I'm going to put myself. What? Is that? And we like that. Okay, anyone that has a phone, which I'm assuming all of you have a phone, make sure you have a good filter. Not a filter you can, oh, I'm not that guy. Everyone falls. And if you feel that you're above that, then great. Don't put yourself in any side. You won't win. So that's also another step. Because growth is when things are hard, but you can't put yourself in these side. You put yourself in these side, hey. But if you do fall, because we all fall, because ain't sadek asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta, and we do fall, chas v'shalom, don't give up on this, because we all fall, and it's okay. When you're making the decision to put the filter or not, you have to do it. No questions asked. I don't care what shear you're in, I don't care how many shots, how many times you finish shots, you gotta protect yourself. But if you do fall, because you're home, and it's late Thursday night, and there's no filtered internet, and you have to work it out, and you fall, chas v'shalom, don't give up on yourself, because that's how the Yetzer Hara wins. The Yetzer Hara he cares about the Avera, and the Avera is saying the Avera is not bad, but it's the feeling of Yeish afterwards. And no one should give up on themselves, because that's what he's all about. He wants you to feel like you're nothing. So that's point number two. We're going to put ourselves to the place of growth with friends, and it's hard, and it's not easy, but we're going to be able to come out. What about that last question? We spoke about this before. The Ribbono Shel Olam, with our relationship, we're all in this room to get close to Hashem. We're all in this world to get close to Hashem. And all of our relationships lead to that one idea of getting close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveru, it's the same thing. When I treat someone nicely and I see his Selam Elokim, when I give respect to my parents and I say thank you, as the Chinuch says, that the whole mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim is Hakaras HaTov. And really, thank your parents. Your parents have given us so much. They let you come back a second year or first year. And this is amazing. You know, 100 years ago, people would have died to be in Eretz Yisrael for a second. Okay, Rabbi, I heard the speech. Moses wasn't able to come in. I'm greater than him, right? Oh, so great. I hear, right? Maybe that doesn't talk to you. But at least show appreciation. Show appreciation to your parents. Go home. And say thank you in a real way. They'll be like, oh, what do you want now? You know what I'm saying? No, really. Show appreciation. They've done so much. Our parents know everything for us. You know, I'm a parent, so I see. Right? It's that relationship that you give a lot more than, right? What my parents have done for me, right? My parents hear this. What's up, mom and dad? You like that? No, what they've done for me is unbelievable. Right? So but we need to show that appreciation for our parents. But the relationship with people and the relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the more I get out of myself, as I spoke about this before, the more I'm not just focused on myself and I get out of myself, and I'm in the middle of Shmona Esrei and I'm having a bad Shmona Esrei and it's the end and I'm saying, wait, what am I doing? I'm done with Hashem! Look at this relationship I have with Hashem! Oh, it's the end of Shmona Esrei! It's past Modim already! So most people are done. No. We have the ability, even at the end, right? Benching, right? The Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in his biography, the Shlomo Zalman says, one of the hardest things to do is to bench. Rav Shach, when he was 94 years old, the Gadol Hador in Bnei Brak, Rav Shach took it upon himself. He knew benching by heart by an age like two, you know what I'm saying? He's a smart guy. But at 94, he said, I'm going to look inside and read the bencher. He knew benching by heart. But no, it's different when you look inside with a bencher. And we all have these little things that we can take upon ourselves. A person, we're people of growth, but it's all about the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think we need to realize this. We need to realize we can't put ourselves in Nisyonos, because we'll fail. And you don't have to feel bad about yourself. You're putting yourself in Nisayon. Right? We say in the morning, in Shacharis, every single morning, we're not going to put ourselves in Nisayon. Don't put yourself in Nisayon. We want to be people of growth. Take things upon yourself. Set up a chavrusa. Be in touch with people. Listen to shiurim. Set yourself up for success. That's what growth is. Growth is that even when things are hard, I'm still going to push through. Because we all have to be very proud of ourselves. We had a great summer. We steiged away. We learned a lot. We're the leaders of the kailo. We're going to come back, God willing. We're going to be madrichim. We're going to be the future of the great yeshivas, wherever you guys are going to go to. And it starts now. The more dedication, the more you put into the Gemara, the more you really work hard, the greater the payers are going to be in the future. So just to end off with the last story, and then we'll go back to the base to steig away, finish up the last couple sugis. You finish up all the sugis, you could chazer. We did a lot of sugis. You just could chazer the Gemaras. Fourth parak of brachas is unbelievable. Now, just to finish off a great story. I told this story actually at my grandfather, Rav Bamzer's, one of his yurtzeits. I told this story over. I actually heard the story from two different people. One of my chinuch rabbeim, I go to him for chinuch shiurim, Rav Dov Brizak, a tremendous, tremendous person. And I also actually heard the story from Charlie Rauer. You guys all know him, Gavaldik. And it's a great story. You might have heard it. I might tell it a little wrong. I'm sorry. I'm not so sorry. But it's a really powerful story. There was a guy that he was that ripped guy, the football guy, 6'4", ripped, a little like me and that Russian guy, you know, after my triceps. He was ripped. And he just wasn't able, you know, he went through high school and he was that guy that was going to, he was going to make the NFL. And he gets to a great, great college. And he just can't perform. Can't perform in practice, in the games, he's terrible, and no one knows. This guy was supposed to be the All-American. He was supposed to be the guy. And the coach sees something on the computer, and he sees something called the death crawl. And the death crawl, if you guys have seen it, some like always, whenever I say this story, everyone comes over. First of all, you said the story wrong, but it's awesome. The death crawl is that you get on the floor, and you don't move your arms, but you use your strength, your muscle from your body. And the coach said, he turned to this guy, his name was Johnny, and he said, Johnny, I want you to do the death crawl. And not only that, during practice, I'm going to put a blindfold on you. And not only that, I'm going to put the little running back, little Billy, he's going to sit on your back. And I want you to get to the 20-yard line. Johnny's looking at him like, what are you talking about? 20-yard line? I could probably get to the 5-yard line. I'm a strong guy, but I'm not that strong. 20-yard line? Coach is like, get down and do it. You didn't mess with this coach. So Johnny gets down, and he starts, and he's pushing, and he's screaming. And he's like, I can't do it! And everyone's cheering. His whole team is cheering him on. And he gets to the 10-yard line, and he's... And the team was going, come on, Johnny, come on, you can do it. You can do it, Johnny. And he's pushing through with the blindfold. He can't see what's going on. Hits the 20. And he keeps on going. He doesn't know where he is. And the team's like, come on, Johnny, come on, you can do it. And he hits the 30. Then he hits the 35, and Johnny is screaming. He's screaming his brains off. Hits the 40, hits the 45-yard line, falls down. And says, see, coach, I couldn't do it. Takes off the blindfold, and he sees it at the 45-yard line. See an awesome thing from this story, that we set limits on ourselves. We tell ourselves, right, 20, that's a big goal. But he got to the 45-yard line. Can you imagine? I'd probably get to, like, 1-yard line. You know what I'm saying? 45-yard line. We can't set goals on ourselves. We're in this world to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to grow in our Torah. We're in this world to build that relationship. I heard a Gevaldik Vort from my grandfather, Rav Bamzer, used to always say this, just to end with this. We know the Gemara tells us, what you learn in the fourth parak in Brachas? We know that Avraham was Shachris, Amida. Yitzchak was Sicha, conversation, Mincha, and Yaakov was Mariv, right? And we heard that beautiful shir from Rav Sobolovsky about Mariv, and Rav Saxi, a whole beautiful shir on Mariv, of the darkness, and how Yaakov persevered. But I heard a Gevaldik Vort. A person can think it's three distinct tefillahs. Says my grandfather, Vashem, some of the Gedolei Achronim, no, it's a progression. Number one, first, a person stands up, Amida, and it takes a lot of people to stand up. Not everyone stands up. We know those guys that just don't stand up. And he gets to Amida and he stands and he's trying to work on his avoda and trying to speak to Hashem, thanking him, talking to him, asking for things, building that relationship. And finally, after Amida, he gets to the relationship of Sicha, to really converse with God, to talk to him. And then after a person works and works and works and doesn't give up on himself, even through the struggles, he gets to the level of pegiah, the meeting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what our goal is. It's a progression up. And even if we fall, we could pick ourselves up. Again, set yourself up for success. Don't put yourself in nisayon. Even if you do fall, everyone's human and everyone does fall sometimes. Realizing it's okay, but I'm not going to let the Yitzhahara win. Realizing that we can do anything we want, but we need to believe in ourselves. Connect yourself to a Gevaldik Tzibur. Realize how much kayach we all have. And Be'ezras Hashem, we should just continue our Hatzlacha in Torah, in Yirei Shemayim, in Avos Hashem. And everyone should have a great rest of the summer.
Thank you, Rabbi.